made only in New York.
Welcome to Only in New York. I'm Tracy Carnazzo.
I'm Andrea Allen.
And I'm Femda. You've seen our guest today everywhere, including Netflix, BET, and Hulu. Please welcome the incredible Michael Albanese. Hello, Michael.
Hey.
How are we?
Ooh, we're so heated up about you being on the show. Tracy and I were already fighting during mic check. It is so exciting.
Yeah.
Now, I only have the balls to fight with Tracy because we're on a Zoom call.
Right.
Otherwise, you know, I haven't been biking that much. So
yeah. I've never gotten violent with someone over a pizza, though. I will say, like, I've gotten like mean, but I've never gotten physically violent. So I think
look
you're
at
okay
you, growth.
Yeah. I'm better now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a
I've
reason
yelled
why
at people because of pizza.
Oh, I like you already. Mm-hmm. Well, welcome to the show. We're going to ask you a lot of New York stuff, and we're already hinting at it. You know a lot about New York pizza. So you're going to make a lot of decisions for us that we've been fighting over, that people like who've been listening to the show since the beginning, we've been fighting over what's the best pizza, where's the best neighborhood to have pizza. So you're going to settle a lot of things, and then we're going to like,
yeah, so he's just going to agree with me because a lot of things that I've learned have been from Michael. Michael is my pizza guy. He's my go-to. I mean, how many times do you just get like a random text and I'm like, hey, I need your help right now?
A lot, quite a bit. And I would also say not enough. Like I want to do it more. Have I been wrong? And it's okay if I have been. Have I ever steered you in the wrong direction?
Okay, I will tell you what I was unimpressed with.
Sure.
And it's the same thing. So what was the place in Astoria that you led me to?
The best pizzeria? It's called Best Pizzeria.
No, Astoria?
No.
No. Best pizzeria is in Williamsburg.
No. There's a place called that's Best Pizza.
Oh, so I like Best Pizza.
Best Pizzeria in Astoria.
No, it was a different
Detroit
one.
Style.
No, I love Detroit style.
There's not many pizza places in Astoria that I like.
Michael and Angelo's. Come on. Hello.
A little too sweet. The sauce is a little too sweet.
Wow, you know it.
Yeah,
wow.
I know a lot of, yeah.
Guys, he knows every pizza. So, Michael, can you just give everyone a background?
I know a lot. I don't know.
He knows everything.
Like in and around 2,000 pizzerias in the five boroughs.
Sorry.
There's no way I know them all.
You're our expert.
Tell
us why you know so much about pizza.
Well, when I first moved to the city, I got you guys know Alexis Guerrero's another pizza, absolute moronic pizza nerd.
Yeah.
I use moronic specifically for him because it's annoying. His pizza knowledge is annoying.
Mm, and yours is totally normal.
I don't want to be a dick about it,
sure,
but he'll
sure,
be a dick right to your face. Mm-hmm. And I'll text him right now and tell him I'm telling you this.
Hey, you fucking moron.
He got me a job as a tour guide. So I studied and trained to become a pizza, like basically a pizza historian.
Do you go to school for that?
Well, it's a 3-year, it's right next to
a bachelor's
McDonald's University.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, it was just like a couple weeks of training. And then I had to take a test with the city to be licensed. Yeah.
Was part of that training how to walk backwards while people are walking at you?
Yes.
Okay.
Keeping your hand up for long periods of time saying, with me.
You're so good at that.
It's just knowledge. It's just like pizza. I wish it was more like a transferable skill, but it's I just know a lot about pizza and the history of pizza and the pizza coming to New York. If anyone out there wants to take a pizza tour, Scott's Pizza Tours is who I work for, and they're super, super fun. And now the comedy's dead, you'll probably get me on a tour.
Yeah.
I might be your tour guide.
That's kind of exciting. So the place that you led me to in Astoria was called Saks.
Okay, yeah. Saks is a good, it's like a serviceable slice shop. They've been there forever. They moved.
Yeah.
They're now at the studios there. What's it called? Kaufman
yeah,
Studios.
Yeah, they should have moved. I'm glad they moved away from me.
I caught them at the tail end.
I was unimpressed, and you know, but then again, it's like, you know, I'm in Staten Island, and you lead me to the right place, so I will forgive you for that. So you came here from Atlanta.
Yes.
Why did you move?
Well, I moved for comedy, but in Atlanta, it's like in any kind of like secondary market as far as comedy is considered. I feel like at a certain point, you either become like you're either the senior that sticks around too long or.
Yeah.
You know, you just end up falling off. And I kind of felt like I was not comedically like too good, but I feel like I was working so much in Atlanta and around the area that I just got too comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like, and so I wasn't getting any better. And so I was just like, oh, I can make some money, this and that. So I was like, I just have to either stop doing comedy, decide that I'm just going to be this local guy that sticks around forever, or try to move on. And so I went to New York and just try to like get better as a comedian. Well, so no way was I too good for Atlanta. I just got too comfortable in Atlanta.
You hear that, Atlanta? Sure. He's too good for you. That's what he said.
That's what I'm saying.
So what was the first place like when you moved to New York City? Was it exactly what you expected New York to be?
Well, the experience was I moved up with two other comics, and one of us went ahead to like find the place, sign the lease, and then we followed up with the truck with all of our stuff.
A lot of trust.
Was this someone you trusted?
Yeah. And then it worked out eventually. And then it eventually didn't work out because that person quit comedy and was like, it's on you now. And he had the lease. Yeah. He left the country.
Oh, shit.
So we packed up the truck. And once he like settled on a place, and then by the time we got there, we pulled up and the other people hadn't even moved out yet. And
so you lived in
U-Haul? Yeah. And I had never even driven a truck. I've never driven a car in New York City, and I'm in Bushwick, right off the Montrose stop where we first lived on this like one way street with this giant truck. And they're like, oh yeah, it's not gonna be ready for like 2 or 3 days. And it's like 6 o'clock at night. We're
two
like,
or three
are
days.
You fucking kidding me right now?
Oh my the guy God. That,
it was like, you know, these Greek landlords are like, whatever. Like they don't give a shit.
No, that is
like you sign the lease, stupid. You're locked in.
Yeah.
So we had to find like a overnight parking for the truck and pray to God that all of our stuff didn't get stolen.
Oh my
and then
God.
I ended up like, I kind of knew Kenny DeForest at the time, like a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, look, I am kind of stuck right now. You got a couch? And he was like, yeah, absolutely. And he like was very gracious to me and like, put, and then like, hey, come hang out, come to the shows. And so every night I went out with him, and, you know.
Shout out to Kenny DeForest. Great.
Yeah, good kid. Yeah.
What did the other two guys do?
They found other places to crash. Like we didn't have anywhere to go.
The
first night I was out with Kenny after the shows, because I didn't have anything booked, you know, I was just hanging out with him. We went to a burger place, and I was like, let me buy drinks and I'll buy you a drink and dinner. Thanks for everything. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no. He's like, you got that. I just moved to New York money. He goes, if you however many $1,000 you saved, it's going to disappear. Do not do this.
Very true. Very true. Yeah. Very true.
And he was absolutely right. That shit wore out in like 6 weeks.
Yep. Yeah. You think you're rolling in it. Yeah.
What a sweet guide that Kenny DeForest.
Yeah. What a kid, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, such a good guy.
So what was this place like once you moved in?
It was actually kind of nice. It had a finished basement.
Ooh, but then ladies.
It was three of us that lived there, and then it ended up being the girlfriend of the guy who moved up first moved in with us in the basement, and then we ended up like someone moved on the couch, and then another one of the original roommates moved to the couch and then sublet his place out because he couldn't make enough money, so he was just like, it just got crazy.
Were there like 25 of you in a basement?
It felt like it. And then when the one guy left that the lease was on, we had to have our name on like the power and water. Mm-hmm. And our power was not, we were in apartment 1A, but according to the city, there was no 1A. It was 1F for one for the front. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And they were like, couldn't understand. We're in 1A. I don't know what to tell you. 1F doesn't exist. And then they came and turned our power off by 7 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't pay the bill. I couldn't get the bill paid because I was like, this is my address. They're like, well, 1A doesn't exist. I'm like, well, then I'm 1F. They're like, well, your name's not on 1F. I'm like, there's no goddamn 1F.
Yeah.
And they came, a U.S. Marshal with Con Ed.
What?
To our, like, the grate under the ground, which is right outside my bedroom window, with a giant buzzsaw just, and they cut open the door so they could get into the apartment and cut the power off.
Oh my God.
And we went for like 2 weeks without everything.
Without
was
power.
Just, yeah, it was so dumb.
Did you kill
stupid.
Someone in your past life? Did you desecrate an Indian burial ground? This is crazy.
I also probably could have done a better job of like getting my getting them to understand the 1F versus 1A. But I was like, I guess free power. That was probably definitely in the back of my mind. Like, they'll never catch us.
Yeah, but like, how hard do you have to try in New York to pay for something? I'm gonna. I gave it my all, and that's all you're getting. I told you.
You got a piece of my all, and like, I was like, you know what? I don't care. I got other problems to deal with. there's a Mexican church on the corner that starts playing trumpet music at 6 o'clock every morning. I'm like, I got other things I got to worry about.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Was the apartment absolutely fantastic aside from all of that garbage?
I mean, it was fine. It was like, it was recently renovated, but you know, living with slobs, it doesn't matter.
How big was your room?
Oh, this is the best part. Huge.
Really?
No, it was enough for my bed. It was no Massive. Joke. Enough for my bed and for me to get out of it.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what we like to call that a New York City bouncy castle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like and I couldn't even open the door. So if I had to to get in, I'd have to squeeze down the side of the bed. And then in order to get dressed, I'd have to open the door because I couldn't get my pants on because I didn't have enough room.
You have to lay on the bed and just get dressed. Like you would have to have one of your roommates come in and dress you like an infant.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how stressful that must have been, because life can be stressful even under normal circumstances. 2020 has challenged even the most difficult times of life. You need stress relief that goes beyond quick fixes. That's Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation for you. Need some help falling asleep? Headspace has wind down sessions their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations you can do with your kids. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce stress, improve sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. I absolutely love using Headspace because it is so calming. You deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/New York. That's headspace.com/New York for a free 1-month trial to access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/New York today.
How many bathrooms with all these people?
There were two, but the basement it was their bathroom. They wouldn't let us down there because it was a boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah, they wouldn't let you.
Nice. Yeah,
I don't want to go down there either, because if I walked into them having sex, I probably would have killed myself.
How many times did you pee in something other than the toilet in that apartment?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. How many Gatorade bottles?
Never happened there that I can recall. However,
Your Honor.
In my most recent apartment, quite a bit.
Oh.
Well, so my last place I was in was four people. It was me, Chris Scopo, Alex Pavone, all comedians, and then this old Indian man.
What a power crew.
At the airport, yeah. And so it was just four dudes, single dudes, just living in an apartment with one bathroom.
And
sometimes if you're third deep in line, and I also don't have, physically speaking, I don't know I have to go to the bathroom until it's already too late. So it's every time is an emergency for me. Yeah. So there's been – I almost shit in my trash can one time. I never actually did it, but I got so close because I just could. I was like, I'm a 34-year-old man, and I am going to shit in a recycle bin right now. I have to get my life together.
How do you get online?
Is there
you guys
a queue?
I always wondered this about you guys, because I know about your old apartment, and you had a podcast about it, and it was always mind blowing that there were four men and one bathroom. So it's how do you shower? Do you sign up? Is there a sign up sheet? How does that happen?
No, that would be if it was probably four women who have sense about these things and have organizational
just pure
skills.
Pure chaos. Yeah.
Yeah. Not to generalize or stereotype women, but I feel like women are better at those.
We'll
type of things.
We'll take that. Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah. And your brains are small.
Whoa. You were doing so good.
No, it would just be like you would go up to the bathroom and knock, and because so you hear, know someone's in there, but then you would hear somebody else yell, "Don't you fucking dare, I'm next," because they've already knocked. So it's and then you end up just pacing back and forth, trying not to.
The don't you fucking dare system. I love that. Yeah. You know, have shit. I've shit in a trash bin in my life in New York City. And it was my first, when I was in college, I was living in the dorms and I had an emergency and our toilet was broken and I didn't know anyone on my floor. Like I was not cool enough with anyone on my floor and I didn't have time to like go and be like, "Hey, so like I'm at," like it would have been me like, "Hi, can I poo in your bathroom?" So I was like, there's not enough time for that. So I sat on the recycling bin in the bathroom and I shit in it.
Yeah.
And then
you felt great.
Oh, I mean, the relief was ecstasy. But then I pulled it out and I took it down the hall to the trash chute. And I remember trying to shove my bag of shit down the trash chute, just being like,
I fainted four times.
This isn't how I pictured it.
I thought Tracy was frozen in her camera because she was trying not to throw herself down on the ground.
This is like very scary to me. Yeah. And it's not just
very scary to me. And I lived it.
It's not just the OCD. It's just, I don't know. I hate being uncomfortable. I hate being uncomfortable in any kind of situation. Like I am not adaptable. No one's going to take me camping. Like there's not anything like that in my life because I make sure that no matter what I do, I'm always comfortable.
Yeah.
So for even like, I would like to get my bathroom redone, but it's like they're like, "Yeah, you know, you would just have to like shower somewhere else. We could like throw the toilet bowl back on after we demo the bathroom. and we could just like have the toilet bowl in there, but like you're not going to have a sink or a shower in there."
Well, you could just use a recycling bin, Tracy.
And I'm like, "Oh man, all right. So if I do the bathroom, I have to rent another apartment for a month." And they're like, "It's going to take 2 weeks." I'm like, "I'm going to rent another apartment for an entire month."
Yeah, Tracy's going to be in a hotel.
I don't even want to be in a hotel because God knows, like, where in Queens, every hotel has bed bugs.
Yeah, this is true.
So
we just bought a camper upstate, like in the Finger Lakes. This old RV, like for no money, and renovated it. But the sewage system in it was so banged up that I had to replace the whole thing, and I don't know how to do that. So I was just on YouTube trying to figure it out.
Oh, it's like when Tracy fixed her oven.
Yeah, it's just like that, only with shit.
Well, there was one time that I did something wrong and the toilet wouldn't flush. It was filled with water. It was water, but it wouldn't flush and I couldn't do anything about it. And there's like a public bathroom, but it's a 15-minute walk. Mm-hmm. And again, I have no warning. It just, when it happens, it happens. And I ended up running into the woods and like a dog just like scraping dirt behind me. It was mortifying.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like you would never find me in any kind of situation like that. Yeah. Like I put the kibosh on things as like, I'm thinking ahead. If you're going to have a birthday party in the park, I can come for like 20 minutes because I'm not sure what's going to happen. Like this is not who I am as a person. So I think that all three of you are so much more adaptable than I am.
Pizza podcast took a turn somewhere.
Yeah, man. right into shit.
Okay. So you live in shit with all these guys, shit.
We hired professional cleaning companies to come and clean the place and it still looked disgusting.
Really?
Even when it was spotless clean, it looked ragged.
That's like men shit. So sometimes you walk into a man's apartment and you're just like,
clean as could be, but it just looks bad. It just was old and grimy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a man's apartment always smells like socks and bowls.
Yeah. Balls and sauce.
Ours didn't smell bad. It just was old. We did a good job of keeping it smell-free.
You get nose blind. Oh, that's the thing. Like, I think that men don't know that they don't smell good in a house.
This is a Febreze commercial.
Yeah, I think that's a real thing, though, going nose blind, because I've been in like a dirty house where you walk in and you smell it and you're like, okay, that's not good. But then when you're in there for like 10 minutes, you're like, what's not good? Mm-hmm. This is fine. Right.
Was that the worst place you lived in?
No. So,
oh God,
there was a time where I lived with, in Bed-Stuy. It was kind of like, it was far out, like Bushwick, Aberdeen stop. Mm-hmm. And it was with Mike Racine for like a month.
Ah, Oh my God.
Yeah. I was between, I love Mike, but I was between apartments and he also was about to move out and everyone else had moved out. So I just, I lived on a mattress in the, in, I think the living room or like it was a living room at one point for about a month, like in between my places. And this is both the worst place I lived and also the when I realized I lived in New York and like my first like, oh, I live here now. The front door was kind of worked sometimes, even with a key. And
sometimes.
I was, yeah, I got home late after shows. The door wouldn't work. I couldn't get into from the door from the outside. And so I had to scale the wall, like the
Andrea
outside.
Loves that.
I love this.
Slide my door open and then like slide in. And I'm not a little, I'm 6'5", like 280 pounds. Like it's, I'm way too big to be doing that. And then also nobody said, like nobody,
yeah,
people were walking by. Nobody stopped me. Nobody asked what I was doing. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah. And I did it. And by the time I got in,
he's also
like,
white.
Yeah. Sure. The, you don't have, like there was, I didn't even think about it until I was already inside. I was like, what the hell did I just do?
And
I was like,
oh, yeah. Oh,
yep. That's what I'm here now.
I've broken into every apartment that I've lived in New York City. And one of my, we've talked about the one where I broke in through a junkyard, but in the last apartment in Astoria, I broke in multiple times. And one time I scaled a fence. And I remember when you scale a tall fence, there comes this point in the middle of the scaling when you're like, this was a bad idea, but you're already,
you're halfway that you're more than halfway
there.
In.
Yeah. So you have this, you said this panic sets in like, this was a bad idea and this is how I'm going to die, but I'm too far up now to comfortably jump down. So I have to keep going. And I caught one of the like little prongs and I ripped my shirt open.
You were wearing a shirt.
I was. I mean, you know, from what I, you guys know what I wear. I was.
You ripped your crop top bra open.
I ripped a bra open. So now it's like tits to the wind.
Yeah, but you still had the fur jacket on, right?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm covered. I'm covered. So now I'm just like ripped crop top bra out, lying on the ground in like the backyard of the Astoria apartment, and I was so proud of myself. Every time I make it over, I'm so proud of myself. I'm like, you still got it, bitch. You fucking persevered. You're not a quitter.
Oh my God. I'm so good. Proud of you. I would not be shocked if that's how you go down, by the way.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I'm going to die breaking into my own house.
If they were like, oh, Andrea, she fell off a roof. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, I've broken into an apartment, but I usually use my little hands and I go through the nail slot.
You have tiny little hands. Okay. Yes.
And I just think, and I just
a mouse.
Hemda has little koala hands. If you look at Hemda's hands, they look like a tiny little koala. They're
like a raccoon.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. She's very industrious like that.
I saw a raccoon the other night eating. Someone left a pot of food outside, like the entire pot, like with a handle, like a saute pot. And the raccoon was in my neighbor's driveway eating out of it with both of its hands because I love how they eat with their hands.
Cute. Yeah, so they do eat with their hands. Yeah.
And I was parking my car and I shined the lights on him by accident and he looked at me like,
Excuse me.
Clearly eating out of a pot by myself in the dark. Mm-hmm. Like I would have done this on the sidewalk if I thought it was appropriate. And he left. And I was so upset because I was like, I wonder if they made him something.
Yeah, probably.
They're like, idea. Oh, we got to make raccoon dinner now.
This is such fucking queen shit to be like in a car seeing a wild animal eating out of a pot. There is no other borough where that happens. I see so many possums in Queens. It's a
I love them. Different world. It's there so was amazing.
Our new place, the corner where there's the fire hydrant and the two poles that like keep you from running into it.
Yeah.
So
you just run into the pole instead of the hydrant.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess the guy that lives in the first apartment right closest to that, he started going out, I guess because people were hanging out, like sitting on him too much and like annoying him. Mm-hmm. But he started putting Italian dressing on the tops of it.
That's so specific.
So that people wouldn't sit there anymore. And it was disgusting. Like there was like, it was like this gooey, I always walk by. I'm like, what the hell is this? Yes. And then me and some buddies during the pandemic,
smelled it.
We would all take chairs out to the corner, like old Greek men and just talk shit.
Yeah.
And we were sitting around that cause we could put our feet up on stuff. And I was like, and then he came out and he goes, what are you doing here?
I don't know
where he was from, but that's the general accent I'm going to give him. I'll just be racist towards everybody.
He was Animal from the Muppets.
Yeah. He told us, he's like, I put dressing on there so nobody comes in. They yell into my apartment and I can't sleep at night. I'm like,
oh my God, he's from Colombia.
Nobody's yelling
that
loud.
Yeah, I love pranking people with dressing. That's a very old man. That's a very old man New York
pranking,
thing.
Is that a thing? Pranking people with dressing?
He told us he had a gun and he said, I'd rather use dressing. I was like,
no, I agree with that.
Yeah. Dressing first, yeah.
Well, I always make my own dressing because I'm better than that because they're so goopy. Those ones in the, especially Italian dressing, it's like glue. It's like having some kind, and then you look at the ingredients and it's like guar gum.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Italian dressing.
If I see somebody with opening up a bottle of ranch, I will spit in their mouth. Yes. That's disgusting.
Yes. Oh wow, that's a different fetish. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you dating them or
pre-COVID? Yeah. Pre-COVID, I would luge into somebody's throat. Sorry, mm-hmm. I should have been more specific. God.
What are you, my new boyfriend? What?
I mean, if I have any, like, you know, people give me things. If anyone gives me any dressing, I guess I will use it to deter people from coming near me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll use it even better than a gun.
Circle
carry the dressing, squirt the dressing at them. Out of the bottle.
You know, a lot of people give a hard ranch. They're like, it's like the white people thing to like, oh, your ranch dressing on. I don't know. Fresh homemade scratch ranch dressing is
okay.
Incredible.
But now, are you making it with mayonnaise or are you making it with sour cream Greek yogurt combo?
You're making it with both.
Nope.
Mayo and
you're
sour
out.
Cream.
You're out. Get away from me with the mayo.
Shit.
I don't play the mayo.
You don't like mayo.
Don't play the mayo game. The consistency is very goop. I don't like a goop. If you have,
have you ever had? Have you ever had it with homemade mayonnaise? Because that's not goopy at all.
So I went to culinary school, so it's not a big deal. But I used to make mayonnaise.
How old are you?
Yeah, I'm 700 years old.
400 years old. Yes. Right out of high school, I majored in culinary arts. I went to New York City College of Technology on Jay and Tillery, downtown Brooklyn. Mm. And so there were certain things that you do in culinary school.
Sauces.
The number one sauces,
balls,
but no,
balls.
The first thing you do almost every day is you make stock. Because that is the base of all the sauces. So you make stock. You cut onions, celery, and carrots like more than you ever thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
You're making the mirepoix every single day. So that's number one. The second thing is you're making omelets for technique. Constantly making omelets for technique. Number three, mayonnaise.
Okay.
It's the base for so much stuff.
And you're making this mayonnaise, the emulsion, and it's just... To me, it makes me want to faint. Mm. And I don't know why, because mayonnaise is oil and egg, really, ultimately. Oil is oil. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Egg, love eggs. Once they're together in perfect harmony,
I think you've just got overexposed.
You're not.
You know, like if you eat too much of one thing, you become allergic to it
You've never had mayonnaise in your life?
I'm sure I've had it like by accident, like in
but not like on purpose.
Wow.
And aioli is mayonnaise.
I know, but like so people sneak that aioli shit in there. But as soon as I know it's mayonnaise, I can't eat it.
Thank you.
Is it because you've never had it?
No, I'm really being a total dick about this whole thing. I wish I did like it because I love like the idea of aioli, but that white, I don't know. It just grosses me out.
Can't do it. I cannot do it.
White ain't right.
I've told this story, so I'm not going to tell it again. But the last time I had mayonnaise, I had to call 911.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in Georgia, and it was not okay. So, Mike, back we're talking about. Go ahead. Sorry, Hamza.
Back to the worst department.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Cool. Yes. Tell us. So you're just living with Mike Racine is the worst department.
He's great.
Mattress with a mattress on the floor and breaking in with a door that doesn't work. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
To me, it was like so far from any train, and it just like I didn't know where I was going from there. I didn't have a place set up yet, so I was just in this weird like middle space.
Yeah,
you know, all my friends that I moved up with have moved to different. So it's like I didn't know anybody. Mike was never there, so I was just kind of in this like weird.
Like what am I doing with my life?
Emotional hole for a while. Yeah, and then on top of it, it's in an old apartment that I have to break into every time I walk in.
Right.
So, and a bathroom that I couldn't shut the door. If I had to sit down to use the bathroom, I was just hoping nobody was home because like it was too small for me. So the door had to stay open.
So many bathroom.
This is what I'm saying. Like I would have tested all of these things.
Yeah.
But we get
it. You're better than us. We get it. We know.
Actually not better. I think I'm worse than you guys.
Prepared. We'll say prepared. We'll meet in middle
ground. No, because I can't adapt. I can't adapt. You guys, I tip my hat to all of you because you're better than me.
Well, we're going to shit in your hat because we didn't make it to the bathroom, but thank you.
Yeah.
Michael, you do so much with New York City food. You are the go-to guy, as we've said before. Tell us what your favorite pizza is in New York City.
Well, it's a very loaded question. Can we be more specific about what?
Okay, type you're of getting pizza? Shot. You're getting shot.
So, right my favorite, like, if I could only eat one slice for one pizza forever,
plain slice.
La Industry in Williams, South Williamsburg.
I gotta write that down.
I'm writing that down too.
It's just the word industry with an L apostrophe, like it's fancy. Mm-hmm. Like it's
biking
French.
Over.
Now it's South. I think it's South Third or South Fourth.
Okay.
It's a walk-in place. Everything's made from scratch. Any of their specialty pizzas, which is really cool, which I've never seen anyone do this. Any of their crazy specialties, you can get by the slice and they make it to order. So they'll have like their base slice. And then like, say you want the New York slice, they'll put raw, like homemade sausage, like, but it's not like rolled up.
Right.
They'll put out raw and then cook it in the oven as they're reheating your slice. So it's most unctuous. Fresh. They have a burrata slice where they'll break a full burrata on your slice. It's like I don't know if this is gonna be on video, but I have chills thinking about it. It's so good. Everything's great.
La Industry in Williamsburg. What is your favorite Manhattan slice?
I'm trying to remember which one was my last favorite thing. I think it's going to be Lutzo's. Oh, wait, Slice?
No, Lutzo's is good, though. Yeah, but
Slice. But they don't do slices.
No, it's a very Brick
They
Oven
do
place.
This Rosa pie, which is like a – so what's really cool about Lutzo's in Manhattan is that their ovens are old coal fire ovens that they've converted to wood fire. So they do both coal and wood in that, which nobody else does. And it really creates this wild balance of like crispy, soft, great chew. And they do this one
Tracy,
specific
you're
pie.
You're sending me this list, right?
Yes, I'm writing it down. But Lutzo's is fantastic.
Lutzo's is – okay. And there's also
– by the slice.
Prince Street – Is kind of a good – wait, what were you going to say?
The line is always so long on Prince Street that I've actually
you've never been
had
with
it.
Me.
Oh,
hold on. So, well, first of all, I want to just disclaimer. I'm gluten free now. I learned that I have a gluten intolerance, which is very sad. But let's just say, you know, the old Tracy is with Mike in the city. We're by Prince Pizza. What happens by Prince Street Pizza when you arrive?
So I can call Dominic or whoever's working.
First name basis.
And tell him, hey, it's me. Can I order something? And I'll be in a minute. And I just walk in throughout the line. It's not necessarily, I don't do it a lot, but I have done it before. Like even New York Comedy Club, their Christmas party last year, I ordered two big of their Sicilians. And the line was literally wrapped around the block. I'd never seen it this long. I just called and said, can I just get two real quick in and out? And they were like, yeah, be here in 10 minutes. And they just pulled the next two out. I got to walk out.
Yeah, big dick energy.
It's not something it's not like something I like to do because I feel bad doing it. Just sure. But I don't want to
Don't you abuse the great power. With great power comes great responsibility.
Listen, you might feel bad, but I'll tell you what would make you feel so much better. If you were using online counseling to really just pull you out of that deep, dark depression from cutting the line in pizzerias, that would be amazing. I'm using BetterHelp Online Counseling. It is so helpful. It's so amazing. And I love it so much because, you know, like we were talking about, I'm not adaptable. So I'm not going out and I'm not sitting in any kind of waiting room. I hate waiting for anything. It makes me so uncomfortable. And BetterHelp is absolutely the best thing that ever happened to me because it's licensed professional counselors. This isn't self-help. This is like real counseling. And anything you share is confidential. It's convenient. It's professional. It's affordable. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting BetterHelp.com/New York. Join over 1 million people taking charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/New York. So I hope you feel better, Mike.
Hey, can I get a promo code, you said?
Absolutely. New York.
Awesome. I'm in. I need
it's
it so
all
bad.
For you. Yeah.
N-E-W-Y-O-R-K.
Wow, good spelling.
Just in case anyone wants to just write NY, which I am inclined to do. So
that's a real New Yorker thing to do. So you have like all the inns on all the pizzerias and most of the food places in New York. Now, if there's someone visiting...
A lot, not all of them, but a lot.
If there's someone visiting New York, I feel like we tell them like, you know, the regular places to go, like the standard places. But like, what are some things that you would tell a New Yorker as, you know, the three of us are New Yorkers. Well, now Andrea is a New Yorker. Where would you tell us to go? I mean, you don't just do pizza. You do, you know, food across right. the board.
Well, me and Alexis Guerreros, we started our own tour company called Fat Venture a little right. while ago. And then unfortunately, we got really busy with comedy. And so we were doing them more infrequently. And now with COVID it's over.
Right.
But, unfortunately some of the places that I fell in love with are gone now.
Right. Well, that's COVID. Yeah, that's so crazy.
So there's a place, my favorite, absolute favorite restaurant ever in New York was a place called Uncle Boone's. Mm-hmm. It was a Thai restaurant in, Soho basically right across, not far from, my brain's not working.
You think it's as good as Thai Planet?
It's gone. It doesn't matter.
Planet Thai. Have you heard of Planet Thai?
I have not.
In Williamsburg. Okay.
No. Is it a takeout place?
It's been closed for a while.
Since the 90s, Hamda, Planet Thai has been closed. She goes, have you heard of Planet Thai? It closed in 1995.
Well, this Uncle Boone's was... a family run, but it was a family style Thai, not takeout, nothing right. you would see on a Thai takeout they had there. This was like tuna collar and spicy banana blossom salad, like crazy, crazy stuff. But they it was so good and it's gone. The owners, it's a husband and wife. They opened a place down the street that I have yet to go to called Thai Diner, which I'm excited. As soon as I get back next week, I'm going to be trying to get in there and do whatever I can.
So you're into the Thai. Now, what else besides Thai food are you recommending to the real New Yorkers?
And also, what do you think of Joe's Pizza in the West Village?
It's trash.
Joe's Pizza is fine. No, I never said that. Joe's Pizza is fine.
Tracy says that every episode. She tries to dig at Hamda.
I love Joe's Pizza.
Okay, do you notice that when we asked him?
You're not out of line.
Michael, he said it's fine.
It's fine. It's a serviceable slice. There's a reason it's been around since 1975.
Yeah, it's
because
fine.
It is a good slice of pizza.
Because cardboard really lasts.
No.
That's the whole thing.
First of all, if that's your flavor taste, that's fine. I'll never say
that. Can anyone
wrong.
Mute Michael?
However, have you had Bleecker Street Pizza?
I have. Right, yes. I used to work down the block from there.
Yeah, on 7th and
it's like the little
Bleecker. Whoop.
No, because right. every time I'm near there, I'm like, but Joe's is right there. And I just,
and
yeah,
you're
that's
making
garbage.
The right decision.
Thank
it's,
you.
If that to me is like in my personal taste, I'll never, there's only one instance I'll say that something's actually bad. But for my taste, Bleecker Street Pizza is bland. If you like it, that's fine. But it's bland to me. It's like, I don't get it. I don't understand what the hype is about that place.
And what do you think of, what's your pizza over there in Queens Park?
The Park.
New Park.
New okay. Well, New Park is
no.
If you don't know the history of New Park Pizza,
oh,
let's say
do.
You don't. Yeah. Well, you're not eating the
it's
history.
Good. It's really good, but it's tough to eat there once you know the history.
You can't taste the racism.
Wait, what's
though?
The history? I mean, yeah, okay, yeah.
You ever see the movie Do the Right Thing?
You ever see the movie 1984, The Howard Beach Story? It's literally about New Park Pizza.
Yeah,
listen, you really, honestly, you cannot taste the racism.
No,
well,
you can't.
Yeah, if you're white or somehow passing for white, you
I don't
taste
know. I mean, I know a lot of people that really can't taste it of all different colors.
Hey, I'm colorblind and I'm taste blind. No, I haven't been back since I learned the history of it. But
how was it before you knew?
It was good. It was good.
It was
hey,
so
look.
Good.
You can look, I don't go there now, but I didn't know at the time. And it was goddamn amazing.
Wait, I'm sorry. I don't.
But I don't. Okay, I can't condone that place.
Sure.
I can't recommend that place because I don't.
Sure. So I actually don't go there anymore because I'm gluten free, but I'm going to say it's because of that.
What happened? What
so
happened?
Andrea, we've talked about this before on the podcast, but New Park Pizza, I think it was 1984. There were two black guys that came in. They were lost. They asked for directions. And then...
just so you know, this is the part of Queens, very Italian heavy.
This is where Gotti's from.
A lot of catering halls.
Yeah, sure.
This is a very racist, disgusting part of Queens.
Yeah.
And so...
The Italian part.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's all you have to say.
This is a very trashy, disgusting, garbage people place. Mm-hmm. And the two men that asked for directions were then chased down.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
The
I
conduit
remember
and beaten within an inch of their lives.
Okay.
Because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
But I will say Joe's pizza is good.
Okay, well, guess what happened at Joe's Pizza? No, I'm kidding.
This podcast
well,
is like
back.
This podcast is like I shit in a recycling bin, and check out this a capicola, and this guy was beaten to death, and check out like the oscillating between tragedy and pizza right now is
Joe's
very
is supposed
new.
To be moving back to their original location,
back from, so, to where they came
on the
from.
on the corner of, uh-huh. of Bleecker and whatever it's called.
Aren't they right there?
No, they moved down. They moved down. Just like three storefronts mm-hmm. to where they've been right by the park. But that gelato place is what took over when Joe's closed. And they've since closed because that place was garbage. And now Joe's is supposedly moving back.
This
that
place was garbage. It was fresh. Like, it, but it looked like you want to try
that. Was
cream.
That Laborio de Gelato or?
No, that's over by Katz's. This is, okay. It was a place called, I don't know what it's called.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
It's gone.
It's a franchise. Right. They're all over the world. It's like, but there's a place down the street right next to John's Pizza called Cones. If you've never been there, that place is probably my favorite ice cream in all of New York City.
Ooh.
They have a corn ice cream.
Okay. So that's Scoops and Cones you're talking about?
No, it's just called Cones.
Okay.
It's literally right next door to John's, the actual John's on Bleecker.
Right.
And right next Cones, get the corn ice cream, have them put a little bit of fresh cinnamon on it, and it will change your life. It's a Brazilian, traditional Brazilian ice cream. They make it in-house with fresh corn.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, people think I'm crazy when I go corn ice cream. When I would take people there on tours, they'd be like, I'm not. I go, I'm buying one. Everyone take a scoop. If I'm wrong, I'll give you your money back for the whole tour. And I never once sent a refund back.
Wow.
It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible.
Wow. Have you had the corn ice cream at Scoops and Cones in the East Village?
No.
Okay, because I've had it there and it was like pretty good.
Yeah, I don't have the comparison, but I do know that Cones
interesting.
Ice cream on
Bleecker. All right, so corn ice cream.
So
what are some of the wildest things that you've eaten in New York City? You were saying that recently. You just like were eating a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah, I went to. I got to go out to New York, but I got to go out to. The North Fork and
Long Island,
and go out with a oyster farmer and go into his farm and dig for our own oysters.
Does he plant them?
Oh yeah, it's like his business. And were you going for the joke?
Like oyster seeds? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. I liked it.
I'll just meet myself.
It's like I got to eat like, and I don't like oysters, but I was made to do it because it was like a thing, and I ate the oyster and I absolutely fell in love with the idea of oysters. I always fought them. That's like the one food I'm like, I don't want to eat. And if I can get them right out of the ground, I'm eating them.
That is one of the foods that I do not eat because I am such a downer. Like you guys should just shoot me.
For someone who loves food, you really hate food.
Yeah,
I hate, I'm very
such
picky.
A relationship.
So do you know that oysters can carry the human stomach virus? The neurovirus?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, if that's around, Tracy's fucking done. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So just saying.
I don't eat them, but I did eat them. They were great.
Michael, let's say you had $10 in New York City. What's the best way to spend it on food?
For food. Okay.
We're talking Manhattan. We're talking, I'm like out of town, but I don't want to do just out of town shit. I'm rolling around in Manhattan today. Where am I going? $10.
Okay. $10. I would go to Scars for a slice at Orchard and Canal. That's my favorite. That's probably my favorite slice shop. Scarrs.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite, absolute favorite. Did your order of oysters just show up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my oysters are here.
Your oysters and mayonnaise? Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds horrific.
Oh, God.
People do it.
I would go, so I'd go to Scars and get a slice. I would get a plain slice because I would try to save some money.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would go to,
His face just got so excited.
Oh, because when I get back, I've been working. I've been doing shows out of town because you can't do shows in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I get back, I'm excited to go to B&H.
Ooh, I love B&H.
Mm-hmm. What's this? It's not the place where you buy electronic from Jews?
No, still Jews, but not electronic. Yeah,
they also sell cameras, so that's cool.
B&H Dairy in
East Village.
Yeah, it's off of First or Second.
It's Second Avenue.
Second Avenue. It's this tiny little hole in the wall right next to Gem Spa. Remember where they did the
Gem Spa? Yeah,
egg
yeah,
creams.
Yeah.
It's right next to where they were. Gem Spa's shut down now. And they have their whitefish sandwich. And if you're splurging with this $10, I would then get a cup of split pea soup. Their combo of whitefish and split pea soup. Oh, well, you've never had a delicious. I'm telling you, it sounds super basic, and it is, but it's so good.
No, it sounds bad.
They use fresh challah bread. they bake their own bread. They make their it's so good. It's so good.
So it's the made in house that always pushes it over the edge, or the fresh ingredients. Yeah. For sure,
I would say
of
so. Yeah.
What do you think about Veselka?
I love Veselka.
Oh, I love Veselka too.
It takes too long, but the way I've been to Veselka so long that I've gone from dinner and then had breakfast.
Oh yeah. Veselka's also a great hang. Like the people that come into Veselka. Yeah, it's great.
It's a great hang.
Because if you're coming from spots, you know, everyone can kind of get there at a certain point.
Yeah.
But they're a little pricey, wouldn't you say?
For sure.
But you get the pierogies, you split them for the table.
What kind of pierogies are you going to get, Mike?
I personally like the mushroom, and okay. I like the basic, the potato.
Yeah.
As well. Because the big dollop of sour cream, little applesauce.
Oh, I forgot about the applesauce. Oh.
Put that whole thing right into my gullet.
I'm a goat cheese and arugula kind of girl, but for the potato pierogies across the street, there's a Ukrainian meat store that has way better potato pierogi than Veselka.
But the best place to get drunk in the city, in my opinion, is right next door to that, a place called Sly Fox, which is another Ukrainian bar.
Yep. Yes.
You get a PBR draft and a shot of what appears to be whiskey for $5.
As an alcoholic whose family is Ukrainian, I will say that we are the best drunks in the biz. We are psychotic. Everything is cheap and it is wild as hell.
Every time you're there, the same guy is the bartender, but there's always a different girl bartender who always, like, in her eyes, it looks like she's trying to, like, pay off her flight to America.
She's scared. Yeah. She's being human trafficked. It's the
something. Yeah. It always seems a little weird in there.
She's like, I live in this bar. Can you help me?
Yeah. Like, I could, but I could also. And you're like, two more shots.
Listen, Toots, can you just get me what I need?
Yeah. I don't give a
shit. When I first moved to New York, my buddy took me there. He was like, you got to check this place out. And then it's been one of my, when I was drinking heavier, that was my favorite place to go.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You gave us so many good tips. We could do this all day, literally.
Yes.
You need one more. I can try to find something.
Let's do one more. Yeah.
Do you have a specific one or a specific type of thing or?
Dessert. That's
Indian.
Ooh.
Oh, fuck. That's two. Okay. Dessert, then Indian.
Because I think, like, as you're thinking, so Indian, there's a concentrated, you know, Sixth Street. You could just walk down. But I never know which one
Little
is
Mumbai,
going to be.
Little Mumbai, I think they call it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think between First and Second. Mm-hmm. And it's got some really, you know, zhuzhed up places with all the lights. But you just don't know what's going to actually be good Indian food. You got to go where, like, the cabs used to park in front of. Like, maybe that's a...
Those scare me a little bit. Those type of places, because they just seem a little too aggressively cab heavy.
Yeah.
And there's something about, like, the I need to fill up for as much as I can for as little as possible.
Sure.
And that, to me, that's like, it's a little more than I'm willing to do to myself, I think. You know, there's a little bit of cost associated with that. I think cab drivers know a lot about where to go. But my favorite Indian place is a place, I'm trying to make sure I spell it right. Cause I don't know, where is it? Son of a bitch.
This How do you say fault. It?
Yeah. There's also the, so we're talking.
Sara. I'm just saying it wrong.
It's Sarah. Uh-huh.
Sarah.
It's Sarah.
It's off of 34th Street and 31st.
Oh, like Garment District.
Astoria. No, oh, no, wow. Astoria.
Astoria. Okay. Oh, interesting. Yeah.
And it's incredible. I've been there a few times, and I just went recently with the patio open, and it was like
and
everything
dessert?
About it. Just
where would dessert, you go for dessert?
Dessert, I would go to.
Am I trash for going to Ferrara's? In
no, yes, I like Ferrara's to go. Okay. It's great. It's a great place to take people. Don't sit down. If you sit down and eat, they charge you 20% more.
Ferrara's is okay. Yeah, like you're saying, like a grab and go. Yeah, like a grab and go is fine. You know, they have a decent like strawberry shortcake and stuff, but I don't know how authentic really their Italian stuff is. But I think that
so I'll tell you that my best dessert place in all of New York City for my money is a place called Pie Bakery, P-I Bakery. Okay. It's off of Broom Street. Mm-hmm. Do you know Black Tap? They're famous for like their milkshakes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That place is garbage. Don't just stay.
Yeah. So them. Black Tap is like very Instagram famous. They give you like a milkshake and then they put like, they stick like a slice of cheesecake on top and then they stick like, you know, a guy playing the piano on top of that.
Yeah. Like Momofuku where it's like all frills. No. Yeah. Substance, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But basically, Caddy Corner to Black Tap right off Broom is a place called Pie Bakery. It's a family-owned Greek bakery.
Ooh. Oh, the Greek
and
so
they
good.
Do these little like walnut cooked everything. I mean, when you walk in on the left, there's this huge glass display and it's kind of self-serve. Mm-hmm. And literally anything you pick is going to be incredible. They do these like orange cream little pies. But these massive things, they have a chocolate baklava.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds too much because baklava in and itself is way too much. It's like every time you take a bite, you're like,
yes.
my brain hurts.
You take one bite of it and like that's
However,
it.
With a light chocolate center, it balances the whole thing out. And it's like, I didn't know this flavor could exist.
Tracy, are you still writing this?
I'm writing it.
Okay.
And then they also have a great frappe, which is...
frappe.
Yeah.
I love it. Frappe all day long.
Yeah, with the dehydrated...
The instant.
Yeah, so you use Nescafe.
Nescafe
in a foamer. I used to do... I worked in a Greek restaurant and my boss drank
like
4,000...
mm-hmm. How?
Tracy, 4,000
frappes. I think I lost weight drinking frappes because it's such a bad dose of caffeine.
Yeah.
If you just keep drinking them all day long that you'll never eat again. It's like doing cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to do at Pie. I like to do the unsweetened frappe, mm-hmm. ice frappe and like two
crazy,
or three cookies.
Mm.
Get two or three cookies because then you take the cookie and that's all that sweetness balances perfectly. As frappe.
Respect.
Go to that little. I'm telling you, the best place to do, and then I'll stop. Like I see everyone waiting.
No, I love
stop.
It. No, I'm
get an ice unsweetened frappe, two or three cookies, and then go sit on that little triangle park on like a fall day or like early spring on a bench right across the street. Eat, sip, and then just enjoy life. There's no better way to enjoy dessert in New York City for my money, and you're not gonna spend a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, I love this.
I love that.
I love this.
That was I felt like I went on a ride. I feel full now.
Yes. Borderline pornographic.
I'm so hungry now.
I know. I'm always so hungry. Michael, where could everyone find you if they need more tips? Tell us what you're doing and where we could find you.
Nowhere right now. My all of my social media is private. So you
why?
Can't get me anywhere.
No.
I have some things brewing and I had a friend that got a TV show that they fired him two or 3 days later because of something that he said that he didn't say.
Yes, he was quoting something and it was
he was
very,
quoting
very
somebody
sick.
Else and yes. because of the language in the quote, which was pro the thing. Anyway, he lost this amazing television job.
Fuck,
and
that's horrible.
I'm working on one myself so I privatized everything.
By the time this comes out, you will probably unprivatize. So where could they find you? If
you want to request me, that will go unanswered. It's at Big Man Mike.
Awesome. Yeah. Big Man Mike. Andrea, what about you? What's going on with you?
Check me out at AndreaComedy69 on Instagram. You can also check out my other podcast, The Hot Mess Comedy Hour. And as always, please write us a review. Go to onlyinnewyorkpod.com. Support the show so we can keep creating awesome things and giving you this, honestly, borderline pornographic food stuff here.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're welcome for that. Yeah. I mean, it's no Thai Planet or Planet Thai, but
yeah, Planet Thai from 95. You know it.
She's like,
it sounds like you're trying to say Planet Pizza from Toy Story.
Uh-huh.
It's not Planet a real place.
Thai. This is where
neither is Planet Thai. Yeah.
Yeah. Planet Thai is an emotion that Hemda has. Hemda, where could we find you and what's going on over there?
You could find me protesting for the reopening of Planet Thai in Williamsburg on the corner of Bedford and 6th.
Yep.
My podcast is called Keith and the Girl, keithandthegirl.com, Keith and the Girl on any podcast platform and all the social media.
Amazing.
Right. Tracy, what's happening with you?
Oh, okay. Hello. I thought you would never ask. You could find me on Instagram and Twitter at TrixieTuzini. And you could go to TracyCarnazzo.com for anything else that I'm working on. And guys, make sure that you're going to OnlyNewYorkPod.com too, because we have holographic stickers for sale and we have all of the experiences. Yeah. You could have virtual sauce and bowls, brunch with us, and just check out all the different ways that you could support the show there. That's OnlyNewYorkPod.com. Andrea.
Bowls. Sauce.